I first met W.C. Hinds, who asked me to call him Bill, a little over 60 years after he was nearly flattened by a truck, the side of which featured a big picture of him. The words beside the picture read, W.C. Hinds, read his human interest stories on sports daily in the Sun. Buy it today. The driver of the truck was apparently in a hurry to deliver copies of the New York Sun to the places where people could buy it to read the work of W.C. Hinds, as the banner on the truck urged them to do. Hinds, agile enough in those days, jumped back onto the curb from the street into which the truck had careened as Bill had started across it. W.C. Hinds sold newspapers. Damon Runyon was a fan of his work. So was Ernest Hemingway, Death of a Racehorse, which Bill wrote on Deadline on July 27, 1949, has been celebrated as the best column ever published in a sports section. It tells the story of the first and last race of Airlift, son of bold venture, full brother of assault, as promising a horse has ever stepped onto a racetrack. Airlift leaves the gate and is running fifth, then fourth, then third. But as he seems about to demonstrate his class and take the lead, Airlift breaks his leg. After a hurried call to the owner, the horse is put down. The final two paragraphs of the column provide the end of the story.
They moved the curious back, the rain falling faster now, and they moved the colt over, close to a pile of loose bricks. Gilman had the halter, and Catlett had the gun, shaped like a bell with the handle at the top. This bell he placed, the crowd silent, on the colt's forehead, just between the eyes. The colt stood still, and then Catlett, with the hammer in his hand, struck the handle of the bell. There was a short, sharp sound, and the colt toppled onto his left side, his eyes staring, his legs straight out, the free legs quivering. "Ah," someone said. That was all they said. They worked quickly, the two vets removing the broken bones as evidence for the insurance company, the crowd silently watching. Then the heavens opened, the rain pouring down, the lightning flashing, and they rushed for the cover of the stables. Leaving alone on his side, near the pile of bricks, the rain running off his hide, dead an hour and a quarter after his first start, Airlift, son of bold venture, full brother of assault.
2 years later, Hinds wrote Brownsville Bum. Jimmy Breslin has said this profile of an otherwise forgettable fighter called Bummy Davis, which Bill wrote for True, is the best sports story ever to appear in a magazine. When I spoke with him at his home in Vermont in 2000, I asked Bill Hinds to read the first paragraph.
It's a funny thing about people. People will hate a guy all his life for what he is. But the minute he dies for it, they make him out a hero, and they go around saying that maybe he wasn't such a bad guy after all, because he sure was willing to go the distance for whatever he believed in or whatever he was.
And this is, of course, Bummy. Not a spectacularly admirable man until he had his one chance to do something exceptionally admirable.
Yeah. And the second paragraph here says, that's the way it was with Bummy Davis. The night Bummy fought Fritzie Zivic in the garden and Zivic started giving him the business and Bummy hit Zivic low maybe 30 times and kicked the referee, they wanted to hang him for it. The night those four guys came into Duty's bar and tried to do the same thing only with rods, Bummy went nuts again. He flattened the first one, and then they shot him. And when everybody read of it and how Bummy fought guns with only his left hook and died lying in the rain in front of the place, they all said he was really something. And you sure had to give him credit at that.
Even toward the end of his life, which came in 2008 when he was 93, Bill's sense of humor was sharp. We first met over the phone in 1999 when I interviewed him about the anthology Best American Sports Writing of the Century. Later, when we spoke about a collection of writing about boxing, which he had edited, I was curious about the inclusion of one particular magazine story in that collection. It was titled How It Feels to Be the Champ. The byline is Rocky Marciano, and Rocky maintains that being heavyweight champion of the world isn't quite what he thought it would be.
You mentioned in the notes before that piece that Marciano had some help with it,
yeah.
But it's instructive, I think, nevertheless. Did you hesitate to use it because it was ghostwritten?
No, because I was the ghostwriter.
After he'd been a correspondent overseas during World War II, W.C. Hinds returned to New York to frequent gyms, talk with trainers and boxers, and eventually to write a novel set in the sport titled The Professional. Ernest Hemingway cabled from Florida to say it was the best novel about a fighter he'd ever read. W.C. Hinds was eventually inducted into the Boxing Hall of Fame, but he wrote about horse racing, too, and baseball and most of the other games people play, including roller derby. He has been credited with influencing the work of David Halberstam, among many others. He was a thoughtful reader, generous in his responses. I know this firsthand. Shortly after I first visited him in Vermont, he expressed interest in my work. I sent him a copy of the first collection of my radio and magazine pieces published by a small press on Cape Cod. And when I told Bill that the publisher had said that if I didn't drive out to the storage unit on the Cape where he'd been keeping 100 or so of the books, he was going to shred them. Bill was outraged. "He can't do that," he said. "It's a good book." In everything W.C. Hinds wrote, there is evidence that he listened carefully and saw pretty much everything there was to see. Here are the final few paragraphs of a column Hinds wrote in October of 1949 after a lopsided college football game in the Yale Bowl.
In the parking areas an hour after the game, the cars still stood, congested. On some, the luggage racks were still open, and the people stood around them. The evening sun starting to darken now, the people still laughing, the glasses again in their hands. The headlights were on by the time the last of the cars crowded out. In the west, the dark clouds were starting to open, the sky to glow a little, the first star to show. The red tail light strung as far as you could see, the cars moving in a great company, the dead leaves swirling behind the cars, dancing in the headlights of the ones behind. Those who had heard the rumor had heard it right. The football season had, indeed, started.
Bill Hinds pasted his columns into a scrapbook, and under that particular column he had written in light pencil, "Good description," at end. After some of the other columns, he'd written simply, "Good." I don't know if Bill ever intended for anyone to see those penciled notes, but I saw them because about 5 years after Bill died, his daughter Gail asked me to help edit a collection of her father's best columns, profiles, and magazine pieces set in sports. Gail and the editors at Library of America also wanted me to write the introduction for the book, which was to be titled "The Top of His Game, The Best Sports Writing of W.C. Hinds." The book officially came out on Tuesday, but I had some advance copies and I sent them to some friends. I sent them with pride and concern. Pride that my name appeared on the cover, right under W.C. Hinds, and concern that nothing I had written to introduce this collection of his work could be adequate to that responsibility. W.C. Hinds was an extraordinary writer whose work is characterized by care, integrity, and the same quiet sense of humor that so delighted me almost 15 years ago, when I was fortunate enough to make his acquaintance and become his friend. It is enormously gratifying to have had a small part in what I hope will turn out to be the wider recognition of the excellence of the writing W.C. Hinds did. And it is gratifying as well to have heard recently from Bill's daughter Gail, who found the introduction satisfactory and wrote, "I know Dad would be extremely pleased that it was you who took on the job."